Big news, everybody. If you're listening to this the week that it's coming out, that's the first week of August, there's a huge site-wide Teachers Pay Teachers sale happening Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. That's August 2nd and August 3rd. You'll get 25% off of everything in my TPT store when you use the code BTS22, as in back to school. Go to counselorclick.com/shop to check out all of the goodies. Now, let's turn our attention to this week's episode, episode 33. I'm so pumped to bring you a new series of voices from the field over these next few weeks. All of these high school counselors you're going to hear from are members of my high school counseling membership, the Click Collaborative. But more importantly, they all have unique perspectives on being a high school counselor. Their schools are different and the students they serve are different. My goal here is for you to either one, see yourself in one of them and not feel alone, and or two, hear from someone in a completely different setting than yours. This week's guest is Liz from New Jersey. I'll let her tell you about her educational background as it led up to her getting her first high school counseling job halfway through the school year this year. So she's brand new to the field, but not brand new to being an educator. Let's go meet Liz. High School Counseling Conversations is a podcast where we talk about exactly that, a casual potpourri of school counseling topics intended to grow us as school counselors, but also give us space to enjoy each other's company. I'm Lauren from Counselor Click, and I'm sharing my experiences and perspectives as a high school counselor. No topic is off limits, and I'm certain we'll cover it all. I'm your high school counseling hype girl, here to help you energize your school counseling program and remind you of how much you love your job. Whether you're just getting your feet wet as an intern or you're nearing retirement, you'll feel like you're just popping in to catch up with your school counseling bestie. Let's go. Hey, everyone. Welcome to a special episode of High School Counseling Conversations. We are going to jump into the next couple of episodes with some guests because I wanted y'all to hear from different counselors in the field. So my hope for this and my vision is that y'all would just get to hear what it's like to be a high school counselor at different types of schools and from counselors who have different backgrounds, maybe than you, or different experiences, and just help you feel not alone in this profession, especially if you tend to feel like that sometimes, depending on who you are, what your school is like, and what your background's like. So I have invited Liz onto the show, and we're just going to have a conversation and get to know her and what her high school counseling background has been and what her experience has been as a high school counselor so far. So thanks for being here, Liz.
Thank you so much. It is an honor for me to be here.
I'm so excited. Okay, tell me about your journey to becoming a high school counselor, because I think it's a little unique and I think that our listeners would like to hear about it.
Yes. So I was a math teacher for 10 years. In high school, I used to teach geometry and algebra 2. And I used to teach the alternative students. It was students that were left behind at some point. They were a little bit older than the other kids. It was a special group of kids. When I became a teacher, I was 22 years old. It was right out of college. I went back to the same high school that I graduated from. Year 3-4 in my career that I decided that I wanted to become a school counselor. And the reason why was, I was 22 years old. I was very strict. I was just there to teach the kids math. I wanted everyone to get the math that I was teaching, and that's not how it went. So I, little by little throughout the years, I realized that these kids had other things going on more important than school and my class. And they were my inspiration to go back to school and become a school counselor. It was a long journey because I started, like I said before, 3-4 years after being a teacher. And then I go back to school for my master's. I'm all in. And then I was pregnant with my first kid. So I had my firstborn. I had to take a break from school, obviously, because I couldn't handle work, school, and a new baby. So I took a year off from school. So then I'm ready again to go back, and I go back, I continue working on my master's, and then my second baby comes. So I had to take another break, and it was like another year that I took, a year and a half. And then I was like, okay, I need to go back and finish. I was so determined. It was very hard. It was very difficult to do it with two kids, but I wanted it so bad that it was worth it. I went back, and I had three classes left, and the internships and the practicum. So everything, the harder part for me, I think. So I went back, I finished, and I was able to do my internship, my practicum in the same school where I worked at. So that made it a little bit easier, more, you know, manageable, flexible with the two kids. And I finished in 2020, in the middle of the pandemic, in December. Woo-hoo. Yes. And when I finished, my supervisor at the time, she told me she was going to retire. And I was like, oh, okay. that was a little, you know, it was, I did all my internships with her and my practicum. We spent a lot of time together. So she was like, I think it's time for me to go. And I, you know, I was happy for her. And I was also happy for me, because it would be an opportunity for me to get her position. Long story short, it was a year, you know, before I got the position, but she retired. I interviewed, I'm going to say 5-6 months went by, and then I did get the position in the middle of the year. I started as a teacher this year in September, and in December, I finally got hired. Wow. And I started officially in January. So I've been a counselor for 6 months.
Wow. Okay. So that is quite a journey, and I have so many questions now.
Yes.
Okay, so when you started teaching, you were fresh out of school and young, and you said some of those students, because it was like alternative school, were older. Was that hard to lay down the law and be this young teacher? Because it sounded like you did want to develop relationships with them, but also like teach them the stuff they need. Was that hard?
It was challenging, but I didn't know anything else. So those were my first students. So I had no idea exactly what the program was about. They just told me, oh, you're going to teach the alternative program. And I'm like, okay. So I found out with time what it really meant. I didn't really know there were older kids, or that they were like lower in, you know, academically. So I months of my first year, I find out what this program is really about. So it was a little challenging at times, but I felt like because I had just gotten out of high school, I was able to connect with them. But it was a little challenging. I'm not going to say it was too hard for me.
Would you say that you think working with those students really started softening you to wanting to help students more just outside of the academics? Like you were realizing, hey, they've got more going on. I want to help more. Like, how can I do that outside of this classroom
setting?
It was
a combination of working with them for a couple of years and becoming a mom. Uh-huh. That really changed me. Yes. When I became a mom, I started looking at my kids like, okay, what if that was my kid? So it really, I became softer in that sense. Yes.
That makes a lot of sense. You start caring for your students, like you're another parent to them.
I was like a parent and a teacher. It totally changed me when I had my first son, my firstborn.
What do you think you learned from teaching that helped prepare you to be a counselor?
Well, with like I was saying before, with this specific population, I was trying so hard for them to understand what I was teaching and for them to be able to, you know, do well in school. And I started to connect with them more, I guess, and getting to know them better. Because in a classroom with 30 kids, even though these classes were smaller, like 20 kids, 20 students, sometimes it's hard to talk to them and get to know them and see what's going on with them outside of the classroom. It's hard as a teacher, but I was kind of spending more time doing that, getting to know them and seeing what was going on. Okay, why are you not doing the homework? Why are you? Okay, because I have to work. I have to take care of my little sister. They had like grown up. How do you say?
Grown up problems. I mean, the issues that they were dealing with.
Yes. So then that's when I was like, okay, so math is not as to them as important as I think it is.
Right.
To me, it was everything. to them, no.
right.
Yes.
Well, tell me about the school that you work at, because it sounds like, if I'm correct, it's been the same school the whole time, right? So you transitioned from being a teacher to a counselor at the same school. What's the population of the whole school? What does your counseling team look like? Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's mostly from immigrant parents. I'm not sure about percentages and numbers, but most, it's Hispanic mostly. Yeah. We have a little over 2,000 students. We have 7 counselors. Like each caseload is about 300, 400.
Are y'all divided by alphabet or what are your caselines look like?
We have a freshman academy. So in the freshman academy, there's 1 counselor for the whole freshman academy, which is about 500 students.
That's big.
Yes. And then in the main building, which is 10th, 11th, and 12th, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 counselors, and one of them is just for bilingual students.
Oh, cool.
And then everyone else is just 10, 11, and 12. It's not alphabetical. It's just each counselor gets like 4 or 5 homerooms of each grade.
Are you bilingual?
No, but they were thinking about giving me some bilingual homerooms.
They're like, you'll just figure it out.
Well, that's where I came from. Cause I came here, I'm from Cuba. I came here in 9th grade. I was a bilingual student, 9, 10, 11. I think 11, I started to take some regular classes, maybe 11 and 12. So I came from that population and, I wouldn't mind working with that population at all. That's where I came from. And I think it's a great population.
Yeah. And I bet even just your students hearing your story and knowing that that's where you came from, see you as someone who's relatable to them.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So now that you have almost, I mean, I guess you'd say 1 school year under your belt, what has been the hardest part of like your first real year as a school counselor? What was the hardest thing?
When I started, I finally, you know, they tell me I'm getting the position. I'm so excited, but I'm also anxious too. And I finally start and I'm like, I was a mess. I was crying every night. I was like, I can't do this. Why did I want this so bad? This is going to be so hard. I don't know why. I had so many doubts. It was crazy. And my poor husband had to hear me every night complain. And yes, it was.
He's like, wait, you did put in a lot of work. Yeah. You're saying you don't want this now?
Yes. So what happened? Like, what do you mean you don't want this now? It was, yeah. When I did start, I had so many doubts and I didn't think I was going to be able to do the job.
Well, was there a point where that shifted and you started gaining some confidence? I hope you didn't finish the year that same way.
No, not at all. No. And the other thing too is that when we started, we were remote. So because of the break, they had us remote whole, I think it was like 3 weeks in January. So when my first day was remote.
Oh my goodness. You were probably like, what am I supposed to be doing right now?
Exactly. So thankfully, I knew the other counselors and they have been great. The administration was great. The counselors, they helped me so much. But, you know, it was still something new. And I was a teacher for 10 years. I did that for 10 years. And then I'm starting something new, even though it was in the same school. It was a change. So,
well, even being in the same school would bring its own insecurities. The security is that you do know the people, you've interacted with them, you did your internship there. But then at the same time, I'm sure you had all those imposter syndrome doubts like,
yes,
what if they don't want me here and they kick me back to math or something?
Yes, yes. It was a change. It was, yeah.
What advice would you give to somebody new who's starting out as a school counselor like you just did this year?
My first, which was my problem too, know that you're not going to know the answers to everything, but as long as you're willing to ask and find out and, you know, try your best, you'll be fine. And you, you'll get that knowledge with experience and time. That was my problem. I thought I had to know it all, and no.
You never will.
Like, never. Yeah, that's what my other a coworker would tell me. I'll be like, okay, I how do I do this? I don't know how. I made a mistake. It's just like, listen, I've been here for 30 years and I still make mistakes.
Yes.
It's okay.
I'm nodding my head so big right now because I'm like, yes. If you feel like you've arrived and you know every answer, then like something is wrong because you're always learning in this job.
Yes. Every day you learn something new. And that's the beauty. That's one of the things that I love. It's every day is different and every day you learn something new.
Same. I love that. Was there anything that was really surprising, like to go through your first year as a counselor? Anything that was different than you thought it was going to be or turned out better than you thought?
The most surprising thing was that I made it to the end of the school year.
You probably had moments where you're like, I'm not going to make it. I'm too tired. I'm too stressed. Will I see the other end?
It would look so far. I'm like, am I going to make it through June? And I did. So that was one thing. And the other thing, it was the support that I received from everyone, from my coworkers, from my husband. It was very important to have that support. Yeah. From them and just being there, you know, like when I needed them, they were there. When I had to cry, when I had my doubts, when I had any problems, everyone was there. So it was an incredible amount of support that I received from everyone.
And that's so important to know or to recognize that you need, because like you have a team of 7 people. Some people are totally by themselves in a school. And I constantly think how scary that would be to be the new person and to be the only person and to not have that support.
Yes. I'm the freshman counselor. If I was a freshman counselor, I don't know what I would have done, because the freshman counselor is by herself in the freshman building. I'm like, that would be hard. That was me.
It would. So tell me about a time, maybe this school year, that you had like a rewarding moment with a student, or like the light bulb came on and you were like, this is why I do what I do.
Oh, I had a couple of those.
Tell me, we need these good stories.
So the first one is, it was recent. It wasn't too long ago. I had this student. She was very fragile, very, very fragile. And for some reason, we connected very well. Because remember, I started in the middle of the year. She had a different counselor. And then I started, and she would come to my office and we would talk about what was going on in, you know, her life and how tough this year was for her. She would come, like, there was a point that she would pass by every time she was in school. She would pass by the office. So there was a point that she was very, sad, and I had some fidget toys on my desk, and when she saw them, she was like, can I get one of those? Can I get the Play-Doh? I'm like, sure. So she starts playing with the Play-Doh, and that made her like open up more. And
so to those counselors who think fidgets, you know, don't matter in high school, or high school students don't like playing with toys, they're wrong, right?
They love it. Even the kids, when I will give them stickers in the classroom, they love it. High school loves stickers. Yes. Yes. So she started playing with the Play-Doh, and it was funny how she opened up. So like it relaxed, like she was more relaxed and more open since the moment she started playing with the Play-Doh. And then she goes, when I grow up, I want to be a school counselor. So I can help kids. Like, oh my God. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to start
like, don't
crying.
Cry, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry.
Yes. That was a moment that, yeah, I don't think I'm going to forget, but,
that's awesome.
That was one. And then the other one was, this year was my first graduation as a counselor. So mm-hmm. I'm sitting there behind the stage, and the valedictorian, I happened to get the valedictorian and the, how do you
the
say?
Salutatorian. Yeah.
Yes. So both of them were mine. And again, I only worked with them for a couple of months, but I did, you know, try to give them my best.
Yeah.
And the valedictorian, in her speech, she gave me a shout out. She was like, I'm my counselor, Ms. Rustigi. Even though she's new, she tried her best to help me with my call. And I was like, oh my God. And the principal looked back and just like, he's like, yeah.
You're like, you noticed me. Because, you know, sometimes those students don't feel like they even need you at all. Like they're so driven. They're going the other way, especially if you're new or like they're new to your caseload. But that's so sweet.
Yeah, that was nice to hear.
How was graduation different for you as a counselor versus a teacher? Did you have like different feelings like seeing them walk across the stage?
I feel like as a counselor, I've been able to connect more with I don't know, a
deeper, like deeper connection. Yes.
Yes. You see a different side of the student. They're more vulnerable. It's a different connection. It's way deeper than what I experienced before.
Yeah. And you know, students are so excited when they're graduating. And I would get like almost emotional thinking about every single one's stories as they like crossed over and get their diploma. Yes. I'm like, oh, if everyone in this audience knew what they went through to get here, yes, like everyone would be crying like I almost am.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I try to always go to graduation, and this was different than any other graduation that I went to. It's like you said, I was looking at them and I'm like, oh my God, everything that you went through to get here. Like, not everyone knows that, not even like the teachers probably that they have. Some of them do open up, but some of them don't.
But you feel so special to have this like lens into, like you said, their most vulnerable sides, because they're like little mini adults going off into the world. And you're like, I know how hard of a worker you are and how much responsibility you have at home. Like,
yes,
so meaningful.
It was great. It was a great experience.
So you joined the Click Collaborative back in January, since you got your job right in December. But I feel like you and I started talking before that and you were like waiting on hearing on this job. And so tell me about like how the membership has provided support for you since you've been a counselor this past semester.
Yeah, so I follow you for years. So I love your idea, like everything you post on Instagram, I would look at it. I'm very crafty.
Yeah.
And it makes me happy. So I don't know, I connected with you and your little projects, your activities. They were so cute. And I'm like, this makes me so happy. So I used some of the activities when I was doing my internship, and even when I got the position, as soon as I got hired, I joined.
You were like, I'm in.
I'm a counselor now, so I can finally be a part of this group. So I join, and it brings me happiness. I don't know how else to put it. I love your activities, your projects, your ideas, and the way it's easy to see. It's good. Like, it makes me happy. I don't know how else to put it.
Well, thanks for saying that. I want people to feel supported and to feel like, you know, you are creative. There are a lot of high school counselors who are like, I wish I had time to be creative. Yeah. And because, you know, we have so many other things on our plate as high school counselors, like the to-do lists and all that. But to know that you can still implement creative things in your high school counseling program, that encourages me that's like something that you're after and that you're wanting.
Yes. Yes. I always, you know, the bulletin board, I haven't been able to, I want to ask my supervisor if I could be in charge of a bulletin board, because I have
I've got a couple of ideas.
Yes. Saved in there. And the planning guide for the juniors, for the seniors, I've shared with a couple of them, not with everyone, just the ones that I think need them, just because it's my first year and I'm learning slowly
and you decide what you can incorporate into your program. You're not going to change the world in your first 6 months.
Yes.
You move slow.
Yes. But that's where I go whenever I'm like, okay, I'm done with this. I have a little bit of free time. I could be creative. I go to your resources and it makes me happy. And it recharges me kind of.
Oh, I love hearing that. Is there anything, like, how would you describe it then to another high school counseling friend or maybe someone in your department? If they're like, what is this thing that's giving you energy? Like, how would you describe the Click Collaborative to someone?
Yeah, I've actually talked to some of them about it, and it's just, I guess things that we need to do put together already to make your life easier and engage the students in a better way. I'm going to say.
Yeah. Like, that's the goal. Like a deeper, authentic way.
You don't
want
to come up with a boring presentation with like, even though the information that they need is there.
Right.
It has to be catchy to the eye, I think.
So and you have to engage your students in a way that they're going to remember and they're going to listen. And my hope is that all the resources would be things that help you think bigger about your program and just make you love your job more.
Yes. And that's what it does, to be honest.
Well, thanks. I love hearing about your journey and just from being a teacher to moving into a counselor. Like, that is not everyone. And you know, not every state requires that. I mean, where I am does not require that. So you bring a lot of value, I know, to your department coming from being in the classroom and having that lens of seeing students and knowing parents in that way from being in the classroom. So you bring a lot of value to this profession. And I'm glad you're a counselor now.
Thank you. Thank you. Finally.
I challenge you to reflect on your journey to becoming a school counselor and think about what past experiences you've been able to bring to your school or your team as you head into a new school year this year to serve your students. If you haven't already, head over and request to join our pop-up Facebook group that opens next week, August 8th. That's counselorclick.com/pop-up, P-O-P-U-P. Thanks for listening to today's episode of High School Counseling Conversations. All of the links I talked about today can be found in the show notes and also at counselorclick.com/podcast. Be sure to hit follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast so that you never miss a new episode. Connect with me over on Instagram. Send me a DM at counselorclick. That's C-L-I-Q-U-E. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. I'll see you next time.